Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Jen Yeager's here. We're glad she's here, too. She's a more than 20-year member of our Brain Trust, an award-winning author. She's written more than three dozen books, and most of them have been translated into other languages, including Work for Less, Do More. I think we launched that one on the show. The 7-Day Productivity Makeover, I know we launched that one. And, of course, her book, How to Self-Publish Your Book, is the Bible. And she's our good friend, Dr. Jen Yeager. Welcome back.
Great to be with you, Jim. 20 years.
Over
isn't
20.
That wonderful?
Yeah, over 20. Yeah, we're coming up on our 21st anniversary. You and me will have that later this year. So, Jen, I was telling the audience, I was reminding them of something they probably already know. They've got a book in them. And you and I both know that business owners can use the book that's in them as a great thought leadership lever for their company, even if they don't think, you don't have to think that you're going to be a Pulitzer Prize winner, you're going to write the great American novel, or the world will turn and they'll quote you on all the television programs. It could be as simple as establishing yourself as a thought leader in your local market. What do you think?
Oh, I totally agree. And guess what? Just for your show today, I came up with 12 ways that a book can help your small business.
All right.
12. And I could have kept going, but I stopped at 12. Well, the first one is that it increases your visibility. In ways that advertising can't, because there's something about a book that, especially, we're talking about, forget about Pulitzer Prize or any
right.
of that, it's got to be a good book. It's got to be well-written. It's got to be a good
It's got to be well-published, edited.
Right, well-published.
You got to have a good cover. And folks, let me point this out real quick, Jen. These are mechanical things. This isn't rocket science. This isn't some magic potion that everybody doesn't have. These are mechanical things. Go ahead now.
Right. So the first thing is it increases your visibility. The second thing is that, everyone loves what's called earned media. And
right.
earned media, unlike bought media, is where they come to you. In fact,
it's the holy grail of marketing.
Right. And people will say to me, how did you get on this show? How did you get on that show? Including, how did I get on Oprah? And
right.
they're shocked when I say they came to me.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason they came to me is they discovered something about one of my books. And, of course, to have something written about one of your books, whether it's an excerpt that you post somewhere
right.
or a review of your book, you have to have the book to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
So the media likes books because it puts all your ideas in one place, and you
right.
talked about thought leadership. Another reason is, and this is downplayed, and I think it's so important, writing the book is a way of actually growing and thinking as a small business owner. In other words, everyone thinks about, you sit down, you write a book about everything you know. Well, during that process, you can actually discover things that you didn't even know about yourself, about your business, about the world.
Can I parse one word that you used? You said can actually. You will discover it. I know that's what you really meant. You will discover
exactly.
things. That you,
exactly.
There's no question.
Yes.
There's no question that you'll be a different person and a better one. The clarity that will come from producing a book will astonish you. You never even knew it was possible. What do you think, Jen?
Exactly. And, it's interesting because At this point, I've published 7 books on time management, and they've been a range of publishers, from major New York publishers to my own small press and to indie publishers. But what's united all those books is that self-growth. And it's also led to coaching in the time management field, speaking engagements. But the important thing is that each of those books gave me a new nugget of insight into how to better manage my own time. And, you know, when I said to myself over the holidays, I have so much work to do. But then I think about my own advice on work-life balance. No, I am going to go to Miami to be with my sons in a family reunion and my grandchildren and their significant others. And it was time well spent. So that's part of writing a book that small business owners have to think about.
Well, it's part of the it's part of the life process, isn't it? That's what I try to get across to people, Jan, is, and this is what I've learned, and when I've shared this with other authors, new and veterans like you, most people agree with me. What I tell them is, a book comes out of you when it's ready. If you think you can force a book out of you, a book of quality is only going to come out of you when it's ready. You'll know when it's ready. What do you think about that, Jan?
Oh, I totally agree. My book, Foreign Rights and Wrongs, took 12 years to put together. 12 years. Because it's a very complicated, very specialized field.
Book.
And it took 12 years to make it clear enough that people could follow my step-by-step
and it probably
program.
Wasn't because it was there were probably things that you learned along the way that made the book the best book, but there was probably just it just wasn't coming out. It took that long to come out of you. I've got 2 books. My last 2 books were I can go back and find the original files of my last 2 books, and they're in the previous, you know, in 08 or 09 or something like that.
Right. But here's the contrary to that is my older son was heading off to college. And, you know, it's hard now that he's in his 30s that to think back that it was so traumatic for me. But, you know, as anyone who has children knows, it's a big rite of passage.
Right.
So I wanted to put all my advice into one book so he would have it with him.
Right.
And it became a book called Road Signs on Life's Journey. Mm. And for that book, I was determined to get it ready and available by the time he graduated high school. And that book happened within 6 months.
Well, I didn't say, folks, it takes forever. I said it comes out when it's ready. 20 after, right back with...
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.